Good morning and welcome to Tucson in Review, a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Broadcasting in Tucson. My name is Tim Tyler, and for the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking with Dr. Victor Shamas. He is the author of Deep Creativity, Inside the Creative Mystery. And Dr. Shamas has dedicated his life to understanding and exploring the experience of inspiration, as well as the sensations that give rise to it, including passion, intuition, receptivity, playfulness, and self-transcendence. As a University of Arizona psychologist, he studied the relationship of inspiration to creativity, health, and wellness. And for more than two decades, he's brought together and mentored individuals who, like him, recognize the importance of inspiration as both a source of motivation and as a guiding force in their lives. Dr. Victor Shamas joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Tim, thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. First of all, let's just talk about creativity. What is creativity?
The way creativity has typically been defined is the production of something that is both new, meaning that the world has never seen it before, but also useful, adaptive, functional in some ways.
Okay.
So the ramblings of schizophrenics might be novel, but they might not be useful to anybody else.
Right.
So that component of usefulness or adaptiveness is very, very important to defining creativity.
In other words, if people come up with ideas, they could be a really crazy idea, and that's not creative. But if it's an idea that maybe seems crazy, but then has some really good practical applications, then it's creative.
That's right. I've come up with things that turned out to be nonsense after the fact.
Right.
Probably everybody has had that experience.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You think you got this great idea, and then after you kind of look at it a little bit and break it down, it's like, yeah, well, maybe not.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the other way, it happens the other way there too. A lot of times you have this idea and it seems maybe crazy at first, but then it pans out and it's something that turns out to be very beneficial.
That's right. And then there are ideas that you have, and at the moment you have them, you think they're novel, and then you find out that somebody invented that 200 years ago.
Yeah. Right. Darn, I didn't think of that first. Yeah. Where does creativity come from?
Well, that's really where I differ from most of my colleagues, because most of my colleagues think that creativity comes from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, if that's true, then every thought comes from a combination of other thoughts. But you're left with this very important question, which is, where did the first thought come from?
Right.
So I say that creativity comes from consciousness, which is different than mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mind is about what we think, what we know. Consciousness is I am, is the sense of being.
Okay.
And the reason that that's important is that there's only one I am in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I claim there's only one source of creativity in the universe. This is where I deviate from, and this is where deep creativity deviates from the norms and the orthodoxy of modern psychology.
Okay, all right. And let's talk a little bit more about basic creativity. Can creativity be taught?
Well,
it can be nurtured, I would think, and maybe and coached along or something, but can it be taught? I mean, it's kind of like talent. You know, they say talent can't be taught. You either kind of have talent or you don't. Is creativity kind of the same thing?
I think that every child is born creative.
Okay.
And that, to me, means that they're expressive. They're expressive of their unique individuality. We think that we're not creative, a lot of us, but the truth of the matter is every moment in our lives is a creative experience.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up in the morning, you decide when you wake up, how you wake up, where you go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Every step we take is an improvisation. So my feeling is that it's not about teaching people how to be creative. It's about reminding them that they've always been.
Right, right. Yeah, that creativity is within you.
That's absolutely right.
Right, yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Victor Shamas. He is the author of Deep Creativity, Inside the Creative Mystery. What is deep creativity, then? We've talked some about creativity. What is deep creativity?
Deep creativity is an entirely new vision of creativity that's based on my own personal experiences. So it's a first-person approach, and that's different from the way most scientists work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new. First-person approaches have existed in psychology for over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I also compared my approach and my experiences with those of eminent artists throughout history.
Okay.
And what I did was I found certain patterns. Deep creativity consists of 10 tenets, 10 basic principles
mm-hmm.
that I think, are revolutionary in the way creativity is conceived.
Okay.
It's a process. It focuses on process over product. It focuses on the actual experience of creating.
Mm-hmm. And what are the significant ideas in the book?
I think the most significant is the one I already mentioned, which is that there is only one source of creativity in the universe, not 7 billion. There may be 7 billion minds,
right,
but there's only one consciousness embedded in those minds.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, it simplifies the matter of understanding creativity because you only have to understand one source,
right,
and not 7 billion.
Right.
It also actually explains a lot of phenomena. For example, there's the phenomenon of simultaneous invention. Different people arrive at the same ideas at the same time. This has been common throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
Newton and Leibniz came up with calculus at the same time. Lavoisier and Priestley discovered oxygen at the same time. Well, why is that? Now, it could be that there are cultural factors, and I don't want to dismiss those,
sure,
that the times were ripe for those discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it turned out that those individuals were tapping into the same source at the same time?
Okay.
And that is a premise that deep creativity does, in fact, hold.
Mm-hmm. What's been the response to the book so far?
The response depends on who you ask.
Okay.
Artists love this book. I have a musician friend who was the first one to order the book online, named Cornelius Boots, who is very... a very bold musician, and he was the first to recognize that what I'm talking about is something that artists experience on a daily basis. The scientists, my colleagues in academia, are not so keen on the idea. So I've spoken at scientific conferences to groups of somewhat reluctant audiences, and Psychology Today just reviewed deep creativity, and they essentially misrepresented virtually every idea that they discussed in the review.
Beautiful.
So clearly they didn't like it,
right,
but they also didn't understand it.